This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and luxury retailer Neiman Marcus have settled a lawsuit over a coat the company sold. The coat bears a striking resemblance to a copyrighted Alaska Native raven's tail pattern. The case began with Neiman Marcus, but eventually grew to include 11 defendants. In a statement, Sea Alaska says they've agreed to work together to resolve the issue, quote, under Tlingit law and cultural protocols, end quote. Jacob Adams is a cultural nonprofit's attorney on the case. He says the terms of the settlement are confidential, but some aspects of it may become public.
There are conditions that are being met to meet the Tlingit law aspect and cultural requirement aspect. So in the future, some things may be seen as a result of the settlement.
In a filing, lawyers from both sides asked the U.S. District Court to hold off on dismissing the case until at least October 1st. They need time to fulfill the conditions of the settlement. Adams says this case is an indicator of the shifting attitudes around indigenous groups objecting to the commercialization of their culture.
Most of the time, it would just end with someone saying, oops, right? Sorry. Or we didn't know. Or we did know, but we were really trying to celebrate you. We were giving you exposure. Look how beneficial our actions were to you. It was out of a good place that we've done this, right?
Now, he says, there's a growing recognition of indigenous ownership rights.
And it's a real leveling of the power dynamics. And it's also making sure that indigenous ownership is respected as much as any other ownership, right, under the law.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and the heirs of the late weaver Clarissa Rizal sued the luxury retailer last April. In addition to violating the copyright, they said Neiman Marcus violated the Indian Arts and Crafts Act by misrepresenting the coat as an Alaska Native craft. Alaska-based attorneys for the defendant did not respond to requests for comment, but Sea Alaska Heritage's statement, the nonprofit says the retailer and associated defendants asserted the design was public domain and truthfully advertised. They will not have to admit fault or wrongdoing under the settlement. Lily Hope was one of the plaintiffs and Clarissa Rizal's daughter. She says she's glad the dispute has been resolved. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.